No!
No! No!
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Brian.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Oh, welcome to another episode of No Sir, I Don't Like It. I am your host, Brian Vokey, and I would like to introduce you our new host, Carmen Morales.
Hi, I'm new at this. Thank you.
The very funny Carmen Morales.
Oh, thanks. You know, for... Oh.
All right. I have a fart gun. I'm not going to use it again.
We have a guest with us today. Mr. DJ Dangler.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm here under duress. I'm here with a fart gun right to my head. I'm here under duress.
That's how we make everybody do the podcast.
We have him tied up in nerd's rope.
I've been taken fart hostage.
Well, the premise of this podcast is where we talk about stuff we don't like.
Yeah, I love this idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a super fun idea.
Yeah.
This is just shit people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Anything from like pet peeves to like societal things, big, small, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, we just kind of, because it's everybody's well rounded, so it could be something big and something small next to it.
This is an embarrassing thing to admit, but like I'm so bad at social interaction that like sharing something I like is akin to friendship with me. Like
right.
When I meet someone that mm-hmm. likes the Venture Brothers, I'm like, oh, that's as close to I get as friends. Like we can talk about this cartoon, and that's like getting along or thinking someone is
sure.
a good person. I swear to God, that's so it's awful. But
see,
like
I'm the opposite. I think that if you find if you hate lima beans and I find out you hate lima beans, now we live in a world where we're like fuck lima beans together. And I think that makes a bigger bond than I like a thing that you like.
That might be true, but I dislike so much shit. And I'll even say there's a lot of shit I dislike just because I dislike popular culture in general.
Right.
Like there's a lot of stuff where I'm like, I dislike it. I've always been a comic book nerd my whole life, and mm-hmm. I kind of hate it that comic book culture is popular now.
Sure.
Like I feel like it's one of the, I don't want to share the shit that I got picked on for liking
right.
with a bunch of fucking illiterates and children. Like I don't
yeah.
want
absolutely
like, people that bullied you
yeah.
when you were a little kid.
Yeah. And I'm
now
like, oh,
like the thing that you like, it's
you're
like,
never,
fuck you.
You're never allowed to wear a Captain America shirt. You asshole. Yeah. Like, this isn't, I've talked about this a lot my whole life because this isn't a joke. This is a real thing. I used to hide comic books in Sports Illustrated to read them during study hall. That's a real thing.
Because you're from Indiana, right?
Yep, I'm from the Midwest.
So you were allowed to read Sports Illustrated
yep.
in study hall.
Yep, but comic books were... No, that's true. Yep. That's not what boys read. Like you're a boy. Like, I don't know if it was because that was for little kids or just weird deviants or that wasn't school. I'm like, how the fuck is Sports Illustrated school? Like,
yeah.
But that... I don't know. I don't know.
That's
and
weird.
That's but, so funny you had to hide. The people in nudie mags, he's there
yeah.
with a fucking...
And only for a couple of like super old teachers, but then also just to not get picked on by
right.
by meatheads. And here I'm saying like meathead. I was a pretty big dude and I played football, so it wasn't like getting picked on like, oh, I was a nerd that was getting books slapped out of my hands.
Right.
But it was just easier than like... being made fun of by little white trash kids that were mad I could read good. Like,
yeah.
You think you're better than me? Of course I do.
Yeah. Like,
but not because of comic books. That's just a thing I like. How about you fucking leave me alone? I'm
yeah.
sorry your dad hit you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
Well, you're better than them.
Thanks. Yeah. But, so yeah. So, like, there is a lot of shit. I used to love the UFC. Like, it was a mm-hmm. thing I really liked. MMA in general. Like, I just enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it is popular, now that it's... I used to like it when it was an alternative to sports.
Right.
And now it's just another sport.
Yeah.
I don't like it anymore because they locked up War Machine, so...
He's a political prisoner.
Yeah, he's a political prisoner.
What's that? I like
Free War Machine.
If you're a professional fighter, you should be allowed to cave in a couple of girlfriends' faces.
Yeah.
He's called War... To be fair, if you're dating War Machine...
Yeah.
You should have a little responsibility.
I can't believe War Machine.
At least be able to duck really well.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. if you're dating War Machine, know that you're probably going to be collateral, damn it. Collateral
yeah.
Jane.
My boyfriend's such a dick. Oh, yeah? Who are you dating? This guy, War Machine.
It's hard. I can't believe murder fuck cheated on me. That's such a...
It's so out of character for him, you know? Yeah, it really took me by surprise.
You know, like, my bitch killer was such a nice guy I met him at the store.
No, he's kidding. Changed.
Ever since he settled down, bitch killer's been a real bitch killer.
He's killed 4 bitches.
Yeah.
It's a bitch much. That's what,
but yeah, so yeah, there's a lot. But okay, so things I hate.
Yeah.
I'm a big pro wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Still?
Yes, yeah, but okay. Like, and I used to say that, like, I straddled the fence between ironic and sincere,
mm-hmm.
but in my old, the fewer fucks I give as I age, I'm like, no, yeah. It's just sincere. Like, I just, it's
probably
bad
was also
TV.
Fewer fucks that you get, too.
Well, you give it is not a sexy or flattering sport. It's nerdier than the comic books I like.
Oh,
way
for sure.
Nerdier.
Yeah, without question.
I have a question because I've talked with some of my friends who are also wrestling fans about, do you think it infantilizes a guy or white trashes a guy?
White
or both?
I think white trashes.
White trashes?
Yeah.
Or little kids him?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more on the trashy side.
Okay.
Because to me, anytime I hear somebody likes wrestling, I think of a guy named Jerry who is... dirty blonde hair, dirty, like would wear flip flops.
No, I get it. I'm a wrestling fan. I know who they are.
Did you backyard wrestle?
No,
I did.
See, I also did that. I backyard wrestled with a couple of dudes in my neighborhood.
You know, I did a little bit now that I think about it, and I'll bet I would have if I had any neighbors, but I grew up in a fucking cornfield. Like,
right.
If that was around, I would have.
It was on public access TV.
Oh, and when I was in college, we did like a jello wrestling thing and my friends and I went fucking bonkers on it. So Whoa. Yes, that was it. We were super good.
Yeah.
We were, yeah. My buddy was on the
You guys probably knew how to fall and shit.
Yeah, like I was I'm a big tall guy that was I can tumble okay.
Yeah.
And then my buddy was actually on the real wrestling team at Purdue, so he was a little muscle bound idiot.
Wow.
So yeah, so we could throw each other around and shit and it was real fun. It was super.
And you are mega Midwestern.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I am so. I was conceived on the bottom of a Walmart Black Friday pile. that's where I'm from. That's how Midwestern I am. I'm really.
So
what about wrestling?
But I hate John Cena. Cena sucks.
Yeah, hey, why? A lot of people like him. Why do you dislike him?
He, real fans hated him big time. Like, that was it. I'll even add that with the last few years, this will only make sense to wrestling. He's done such a good job of being old Hulk Hogan. Like, now that he's an established star.
Hollywood Hogan era?
Now that Cena is a big deal, he's done a really good job. But getting him to be a big deal just ruined wrestling for like 9 years. For like 9 years, he just beat everybody to sell toys and make little kids love him and make a mainstream, to make you people that don't care about wrestling know who the champion was.
Yeah.
That sounds really silly.
So every storyline, you knew how it was going to go.
Cena wins. Yeah. And it was just fucking bull. And it was exactly like old Hulk Hogan matches.
Yeah.
He would get beat up for 90% of it and then come back and hit his 5 moves.
Right.
And that was just it. And it fucking sucked. Like, but then I get it. I'm like, oh, it's also because they're not making wrestling for fucking 29-year-old guys with college degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I'm not. Oh, why am I mad?
That's not your target demographic.
But that's exactly what they did. So just for 8 years, John Cena ruined wrestling.
They made divas for you. That's
no,
what they made.
They probably did. That is not my bag at all. That's such a weird. No part of like, I would never watch that.
I
thought you were, because a lot of people do think like the sexy ladies is a part I like. I'd be fine with
divas. I thought it was like a Spanish wrestler you were talking about.
No.
Divas. They're totally pushing pushing sexy
divas.
Lady and like reality show lady shows, which to get the girlfriends to care.
Yeah.
And it totally works. The girl I'm seeing watched WrestleMania and cared about that match because she's seen the commercials for those girls.
Wow.
And I was like, pro wrestling is just marketing, like exclusively.
It's reality TV before reality TV.
It is.
Between pro wrestling and the real world are like, that's how reality television.
They hire comics to write. Mm-hmm. Have you?
I hope it's something I'll end up doing. Like, it's one of those I haven't looked into it hard because I've just heard some like kind of prohibitive, like they only hire people who are already writing on TV. And I'm like, oh, let's not get the cart ahead of the horse. It's
sure.
But that's something that I would love to do. But in like the last 5 years, John Cena has done a pretty good job of being a guy putting over talent. He really does like the but he just fucking ruined it for 8 years. And it's fucking fake fighting. I don't need a guy to be fake toughest. Like, right. I like good stories and guys, whatever. Yeah. And I hate that. So
you want a good feud, man. Yeah. That's like, the whole like, shit. It's all the stuff. Yeah.
I want tough bad guys. Mm-hmm. That's what I think people all through the... I was looking at this list of things I hate. I realized it's almost all also... like everything from 2000 to 2008. That was just a shit time for fuck every, like, I don't know if it was just your 20s are full of hate in general.
Yeah.
Or if that era just sucked. That's on my list. One of them's George W. Bush of just things I hate.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you 100%.
But like Cena was also kind of just the embodiment of that era of, I used to call everything.
I thought that was the Rock's era. That's not.
Rock was late 90s. And then, yeah, Rock would have been like 2002.
That would have been when he was done.
It wasn't like Kane, and when Kane had hair.
Yeah, long, monstery Kane. Mm-hmm. That was the transition. It's also like it kind of ties in though with the whole the 9/11. Everything lost its teeth after that for a while. Like the world just didn't know how to show violence or chaos. Everything had to be patriotic,
right?
Like everything was like.
I used to have a fridge that we covered in magnets from. The American flag ribbons.
Yeah.
We would steal them off of cars and bring them home, and our fridge was covered all three sides with magnetism.
So it was just like, so Cena was kind of that era too. Yeah. I'm just like, so everything just fucking sucks now.
We'll put a boot in your ass.
No bad guys were allowed to be tough in anything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things on my list,
our ego was hurt.
Something everybody hates the Star Wars prequels. Right, pretty much. Has that been on this podcast before?
No, it hasn't been on the podcast.
It will be again because that they suck so bad.
Yeah,
but even then, like the thing that made them bad was the bad guys were never tough in them. They just fucking ran away from the good guys for nine hours.
Okay,
yeah.
Like that big awesome monster with fucking four arms that spun lightsabers around. He ran away from Obi-Wan Kenobi the whole fucking movie. General Grievous never kicked anybody's ass. I never gave a shit if he lost because he looked the fuck do I care if you beat up on this pussy for? All he's done is run away. It looks like you're kind of the bully here.
Yeah.
Like,
what about Darth Maul?
He looked cool, died in the first. That's a good point that he looked tough and cool, but he died in the first episode.
Yeah.
Barely kind of went out like a punk. I know in the stories he came back, but I sure thought he was going to be that fight is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That fight standalone is better than the rest of the movie.
Right.
If it was just that fight, I'd be like, that's a great film. That's the only thing I remember. That's a terrific film. Yeah.
It's the most redeeming part.
Yeah. It's the only, I can see that being, but also with the time, we were talking before the podcast, like those broke my heart. Like I've never been able to get excited about a movie again. Like I was so excited. Oh my God, the new Star Wars are coming out. This is the biggest. And then when I didn't like it, when movies are big deals and people are excited, I'm usually like, oh, we'll see. Like, I just can't be.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't fucking wait for.
Mm. Yeah.
That childlike wonderment was beat out of you thanks to the Star Wars.
Yeah, completely gone. Like, I've never been this is going to kick ass again on any film. And that's weird.
Yeah, it's jaded.
That's a big drop off.
It's like how Brian dates. He's jaded. He's like,
I'm done.
I'm done. I am never dating again.
Next girl that shows up and you're like,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I love you. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's about time. That sounds right.
At what point do you rip your mask off?
Yeah. I get it. You're full of snakes, aren't you?
Shut up, God. Medusa. You're trying to turn me into stuff.
Oh, God. She was Jar Jar Binks the whole time.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God.
What's going to be your Jar Jar?
Annoying is Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Just so I get my hate right, though, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. If I had to pick a wrestler to hate right now the most, it probably wouldn't really. It would be the new guy that they're pushing Roman Reigns.
I've heard the name, and so he's one of those, pushed well.
They're just making him unstoppable and giving him all the records and everything else, and you're just like, I don't fucking...
That name is like Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns.
Yep, yeah,
like
that alliterative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, I'm the toughest, and he sells toys, and he sucks. Like, he just... It's not his fault he sucks. Just give him some time to figure out who the fuck he is. Like, don't tell me who the best guy is in fake fighting. That's not how...
Yeah.
I know that's
we tell you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess that's it. The lie used to be that this is real, but now it's like, oh, if we cheer or something, it matters. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, we boo this guy and we're like, he's not the guy. And they're like, yeah, he is.
It's kind of like what politics are like now. Yeah. We used to pretend that those elections were real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're.
Yeah, we're going to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's the guy.
With George W. Bush being on this list, this is
2008, as we mentioned.
I hate George W. Bush more than I hate Donald Trump.
I'm pretty much with you. I said this earlier. So Trump is really doing everything he can to exceed George Bush in my hatred, but I'm with you because we're here right now because of George Bush.
Yeah, I kind of feel that. And I also kind of feel like people know Trump sucks and people kind of, I don't want to say people pretended Bush did. Yeah, no, people pretended Bush didn't.
There was a lot of people who are younger now don't know, but there was a massive amount of protests against George W. Bush.
Yeah.
People act like this thing that's going on against Trump is new. But
no,
man,
it's not new, dude.
When the invasion of Iraq happened, millions of people across the world were burning fucking
Bush effigies. Yeah, like
my first car was covered in anti-Bush stickers.
Yep. I had a bumper sticker that said "Anyone but Bush 2004."
Yeah,
I had the "Emperor has no brains."
Yeah. I still think I hated him more.
The celebration of anti-intellectualism.
That was it.
Yeah.
And it was Bush made it cool to be stupid.
Yeah.
And
it was 8 years of that, dude.
Yeah.
And then you voted against him again, and then he got in again.
Yeah.
It was 8 years.
Yeah.
I can't imagine 8 years of Trump. Like, I'm like, for sure.
And at least Trump won the election, you know? George didn't even win.
Even though he lost the popular vote, Trump still lost the popular vote. But we can still agree.
One thing Trump said that I agree with is that I think if he had gone for the popular vote, he would have won it.
If he had tried to
He was like, this is the system you laid out. It's the Electoral College.
That's
And I played the Electoral College, and I do believe that.
If he'd have just tried to get...
Because Clinton was completely beatable in every way. He just picked the right strategy.
Yep. This is something that I try to explain because I am Midwestern and I'm out on the West Coast now. And people are like, how did this happen? And they're like, well, what do people out there love Trump? Sure, some people do. Some fucking weird hillbillies still have their Trump Pence whatever up. And that's... But the people, they don't really love Trump. They just hate the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they really still feel like... And I know this...
Because I've had talks with people like that when I work in the Midwest, and it's like, you know, they want to see the ship burnt down because then we can rebuild. They like, there's a lot of like, it's not just fuck yeah, Trump gets it. Like,
yeah,
you know
they
what
don't
I mean?
Really think like they don't like the job he's doing.
Right.
They would still happily vote for him again. Dude. And that's a hard thing to balance.
Yeah.
But they hate Hillary the way I hate George W. Bush. Like, it fills me with rage. All I see is his duplicitous nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like all I see is a scam. He's not really trying to help anybody. A whole lot of rural Americans are like, Obama's not really trying to help me. I think they're wrong. I think they are wrong-headed in that logic. But they just can't believe that any black guy from Chicago gives a fuck about Gary from Waterloo, Indiana. Right. Even Gary's a city. Gary, Indiana's a bad city. But guy from hate crime, Indiana, can't believe that anybody from the city cares about him because no one's ever cared about him before in his life.
Right. Donald Trump is such a good small town Midwestern guy, too. He's not a Manhattan millionaire.
He doesn't make fun of... Yeah, he's a good... But I think he does. He kind of suits their idea that like if they were lucky enough, they could be president, too, without ever having to read. That's like I could do it too. He's just lucky.
Yeah, that's still under the same guy, like the same idea of.
Yeah, but it is crazy that think that he connects to him. Though. Yeah,
he. I mean, the invasion of Iraq is why ISIS is happening.
Mm-hmm.
That George Bush gave us this situation. Also, what a lot of people don't know is all these racist people who liked George Bush and Republicans, one thing they're missing is that right before 9/11 happened, nobody remembers this. George Bush was about to pass amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
He was about that. He won the Mexican vote in this country big time by promising amnesty.
Yeah.
He was loose on immigration and then 9/11 happened. And then that's when he decided to not, you know, he couldn't get amnesty through. People don't even remember this. And they revise the Bush presidency, the Reagan presidency to fit their emotional needs. It's the same thing the people on the left do, but George Bush doesn't get it. And also when they show his fucking paintings, you know his paintings?
It humanizes him a good deal.
Yeah.
His paintings of soldiers who died in his war.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah. Yeah, that's watching sad paintings from Ronald McDonald showing a bunch of sad cows.
Yeah.
It's not okay. It's not humanizing to me. It makes him look like a fucking dictator.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this thing I'm sad about.
Oh, I hate
this war that was inevitable.
yeah, that's what, especially when you don't go through Congress to go to war.
I think it's maybe that's one of the things that made Bush so frustrating to me was the guise of Christianity with him. Mm-hmm,
the moral majority.
Yeah, that was really annoying.
I was raised with crazy amounts of Midwestern religion, like a lot of church. I've read my Bible. Right?
What
like,
was your branch?
I grew up in a Pentecostal church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's fair to say that my family was truly Pentecostal, but it was a Pentecostal church, a whole lot of speaking in tongues and all of that.
Yeah, I dated the Puerto Rican version of that.
Okay.
When I was younger.
So we had all of that. And then around high school, we switched over to a Baptist church,
mm-hmm.
which was still pretty fundamentalist, whatever, but it wasn't as hocus pocus.
Where are you from?
Northern Indiana.
Northern Indiana.
Yep. Right near Michigan and Ohio, not near any major cities.
What was the name of the town?
Angola.
Angola, like the Angola 3.
Is that the guys from New York? Or
the black prisoners in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
The Black
okay.
Panthers. Anyway, we don't need to get into that. Yeah. They're free now, so that's good.
Good,
good. Good, good, good.
Good, good, good. But yeah.
So real rural. Farmer parents?
No, nope. But I have farmers on either side of my house. Yeah, two brother farmers that lived to be like in their 70s and then died within 3 weeks of each other.
Wow.
It's like one of those weird Midwestern stories.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if it's hauntings or whatever. But
so were you living here during the Bush administration?
No, I lived in New York and New Jersey.
Okay.
For most of it. And then I think back in Indiana for the tail end of it.
Were you there for the RNC in 2004?
Better than that, I was interning for CBS Radio.
Wow.
Yeah, the RNC. I got to meet Al Franken. I got to talk to Don King. That was the favorite interview I gave. He answers everything in rhyme, which is amazing. And the rhymes that he...
Wow. Would you, seriously? On purpose or accidentally?
No, on purpose. Oh. Like he knows what... He's also huge.
Is he?
He's bigger than I am. He's probably like... With his hair, he's probably like 6'6 or 6'7, but he's a legit like 6'2 to 6'4. He's one of the, I'm 6'4 and like he is my size. Does that make sense?
Yeah. He's murdered a guy, too.
Yeah, stomped a guy to death. Yeah. And I totally get it. Like, and he's still maybe like.
Do you think he was rhyming then?
I'm sure he was. Yeah, boost your head till you're dead. Yeah, that's what he was doing. That's how it went. But no, I can remember the question I asked is that I was like, what do the Republicans have to do to motivate black Republicans? Just trying to think like that was what he was talking about was race. And in 2004, there were no black. There were probably more than there were after that, maybe.
There was one. The Daily Show had a great running bit during Indecision 2004 and actually got a band name out of this.
Yeah.
During the RNC, there was one black guy that they panned to 100 times.
Yeah.
And it was the same pan to him clapping over and over again. Yeah. And they called him, the Daily Show called him the lone brown diamond in a sea of white. Yeah. And so then I was in a band called Brown Diamond, and now I have one tattooed on me.
I love it. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He chants black man, just fear the tax man. And I was this guy's got his shit figured out. No one can ever win an argument with Don King.
So you asked him, you said, how do you motivate black Republicans? And he said, black man,
fear the tax man. And I was like, well, okay.
Wow.
That's an answer.
That is an answer. That rhymes.
Yep. Yep. Oh, he was dressed up like Captain America. He had a jean jacket on with a giant American flag. And I feel like he had a tie on or something. But I remember the jean jacket specifically.
Yep.
Yeah.
That, well, that I mean, that this era it really The early 2000s post 9/11 changed the fabric of this country in both ways that really aggravate, like how I feel very disenfranchised from the modern left, yep. even though I at my heart am a left leaning, right, I'm right. basically
I am
a Marxist.
I am a liberal, yeah.
And then the right going the way they did, like all this stuff started right around this time to where we're at now with the modern, with the WTO protests and yeah. anti-globalization, and that left becoming where the only thing that matters in their mind at all is race and completely forgetting class, whatever.
Yeah.
And the right becoming fucking basically Islam West. Like yeah. I mean, ISIS West, right, right. not Islam. Yeah. big difference.
Right.
and just becoming, we became like a fanatical right wing Christian yeah. fucking theocracy. Yeah.
I've started using the term. I like it a lot. I hope people will pick it up. I've been calling the folks white trashnalists.
Right, trashnalists.
And I'm real happy with it. Just like the like I like my flag and I hate my other. And there's yeah. a lot of that where I'm from. Like there really is. Just a whole lot of folks that they're okay if there's only a couple of them and they act like me. And yeah. I'm like, what's like you?
Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Like he can stay.
He can stay. We'll take him.
Yeah. That's when all the protest rights went away and they started locking people up for no reason. Yeah. George Bush also created the Freedom Zone.
Yeah,
remember
Patriot
that?
Patriot Act. We like they were fucking
the yeah. Patriot Act. The Freedom Zone.
No,
means
the Freedom Zone was like you put all your protesters in one spot.
Yeah, they can't be near him, and
hey,
they have to stay in the spot.
We gave you a spot to protest, so that counts
just
as protest.
Totally undermining democracy.
Which yeah. is yeah, it's ridiculous. There's no smoking section for protesting.
Right.
The mm-hmm. point yeah. is to interrupt the thing that you're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, and it's not like nearly as violent or big, but it's still in the same vein. Even the stupid the nip slip moment, the
Janet Jackson,
like that fucked up everything for a while.
Yeah,
Bill Burr tells a story about having a pilot sold. They wanted an edgy network show. He wrote an edgy network show. They fell in love. Nip slip happened. They were too worried about the FCC. Canceled his pilot.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
I think a lot of shit like that happened. Like I think a lot of stuff like that happened, and I think it. Fucked with a whole lot of our entertainment. Like, I think it kind of mm-hmm. killed. That was a weird era for entertainment at large. I think the writer's
strike
was right around then too.
I don't remember when it was,
but a lot of things piled up to kill television.
Yeah, because that's reality TV came in and scooped up
yeah,
everything and during the strike.
It just became, it ruined network television. I don't know if it would have died the same death if it weren't for those things.
Right.
But it means nothing now.
No.
Like,
The only show on regular TV that channel is FX that has any kind of worthwhile.
Yep,
television.
And that's not really network television. No. That's still a cable TV. You yep. don't. And I think shit like that really fucks with the rural America I'm from. Like they're really disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Even like people with a little bit of money where I'm from don't have fantastic cable or Netflix because they live in the fucking woods.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So like they still kind of just get their basic TV. TV's garbage now.
Yeah, right.
Like,
it's really bad.
It's really bad.
Mm-hmm. It's almost exclusively reality television, and then there's like three sitcoms
that are on constant repeat. Yeah. You can watch all the Mike and Molly in the world. You can watch Two and a Half Men and watch that little kid fucking grow up every day because it's yep. on every episode. Yeah.
A Bigger Bang?
Oh, the Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
And
the
like,
nerds getting the hot chick.
Yep.
What's the premise of that?
Yep, for seven seasons
mm-hmm.
or more. Yeah. It's like there's not a whole lot, and I think it kind of makes people just not watch anything challenging or fun or riveting. Like,
right.
When that wasn't the best thing, when the best writing wasn't there, people didn't get the best writing.
The writer's strike was in 2007, by the way.
Okay, so that came a ways later.
Like 3 years. Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was more than that just because of Sopranos, but that's probably right. I'm just older than I thought. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other stuff I hate. I have on here, I hate even numbers, but I think that's self-explanatory.
It's not
what?
At all.
It's just
nothing,
boring.
There's nothing self-explanatory yeah. about that.
Is it like, so you just really like prime numbers? Like just all odd numbers are better than
I
even
prefer
numbers?
Odd numbers always. Yeah. If I am writing something and like there's a word count, I'd prefer it to be odd. And if I see a way to change it, like add a, you know what I mean? Like pick two words where I could have instead of saying he did it slowly. I was like, he did it real slowly. Yeah. Like, you know, I'll throw in shit to make sure it adds on odd. I just prefer it. Yep.
Why?
Is this lifelong?
I think so. I don't remember when I did it first. Does it, like,
yeah,
I've done it as long as I remember.
That's so insane to me.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just like them more.
9/11's odd.
That's real odd. That's probably why. And I have no real problem with it other than it was awful. But I don't consider it, like, I would never consider that, like, bad luck or anything. And I guess the number thing's not exactly luck. And there are some even numbers that get a pass. Like, I think 36 is a real nice, that's a good solid number.
Why?
It makes sense. It feels like you could get shit done.
36?
It doesn't,
yeah,
seem snotty like the other even numbers that think they're better than you.
Oh, that's because they can turn into themselves?
Maybe.
Is that why?
I don't know. I just think even
they're
numbers.
They're all divisible by the one
by
true two.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're kind of fucking smug.
So it's because two has religion.
That's
and
it.
The odds, yeah, the odd numbers don't.
Yeah, yeah, maybe
two,
that's it.
Yeah,
even like numbers seem too organized for me.
Yeah.
It goes back to hiding comic books in your Sports Illustrated. You know, like you're feeling odd.
Yeah, maybe.
I always identify
with odd numbers. That's, you know, I just feel like they get me.
Yeah. They can't be split evenly. Yeah, they're outliers.
I like to think
odd numbers make a mess.
Sure. I guess that's it. I like to think that the universe is just math, mm-hmm, and odd numbers are probably where all the change and good shit happens. It's
right.
The reason we're
it's
not the Borg.
Where all the chaos happens because it puts a wrench in everything.
Yeah, and I like chaos more than the Borg. That scares me. It's dorky Star Trek nonsense. I don't know how. Yeah, but like, yeah, that kind of shit. Maybe that's it. Talking about like even Trump and Bush.
Yeah.
The organization of Bush is what I hated. Like, I felt like that was a regime. At least it was. At least I still feel like Trump is just a fucking bunch of bullies in charge, which is maybe worse, but I am less afraid of it.
Yeah.
Like, that will be upended. I thought Bush would run forever until I was in a camp for having long hair. Like,
my biggest fear with Trump is that he's going to get us into an unjust war, which is something Bush already did.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like
already happened.
We already know how that goes.
History, especially not so soon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
You're supposed to have a year for each generation, or war for each generation.
I mean this, and it's so glib that I can't not sound like a dick saying it. I really think Trump is of the mindset, and I think he's pissed off his generation didn't get to drop the bomb and his dad's did. Like, I think he's that petty and dick swinging. Like,
You think he's going to drop a bomb?
Yeah, I think he just wants to. What's a bigger, it's easier to destroy than create.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the ultimate thing he hasn't been able to do.
Nobody's done it in my lifetime.
As far as fame, wealth, if you have all of that.
Have you ever destroyed a city? I know that's so gross and whatever.
Yeah, well, he gets to rebuild it too. He can just bring his contracts in.
Yeah, like it's such a weird. Have you ever played a game of Civilization?
Mm-hmm. No, but I know about it.
You go out of your way to make the bomb. You just do.
Yeah.
Because it's how you play the fucking game. And even though it's a drain on your resources and doesn't make sense, you do it. And I think he wants to, like, that's a real nervous thing, and I don't feel out of line being like, no, that's a real concern of mine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be an Alex Jones lunatic telling people to, like, pack your shit, our ball. Like, but I worry that
Alex Jones is in bed with him, so.
Yeah. Oh, God. And I think the idea of dropping a bomb would keep Alex Jones's dick hard all through
the
apocalypse.
That's something I don't like Alex Jones being in line with the mainstream. That's it's driving me crazy.
That's how I found out about him was like after like the 9/11.
Yeah, I've been in on Alex Jones forever.
Yeah, I came in because of 9/11. That's when I found out about him.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if I just found out that he was in Waking Life, which was a movie I loved. I didn't realize that was him until recently. Like, I Googled him recently, and I was like, oh, my. And as soon as I saw him in Waking Life, I was like, oh, fuck, was he the cab? He was the cab driver. Right. It was the weird, like, oh, man. And then it was one of those, like, did I help give rise to this monster by watching this movie?
I just don't understand how stupid people are where it's like he built a million over person listening. Like his demo is huge. And then his whole thing was being an outlier in the government and like what the government is. And then he pushes a candidate. The candidate gets elected. And all of a sudden he doubles in popularity.
Yep.
But it's like, how can you still listen to him after...
I think it will fall by the same whatever. Like, I don't think you can get that high and be that heavy.
Well, his divorce is crushing him.
That'll hurt him. It'll hurt a lot of his credibility.
Well, yeah, because he had to say in court that it's entertainment.
Yeah. Yep.
He said in court.
But I think there's plenty of people that are still going to maintain.
Yep. They're going to be fine, but it's not going to grow much bigger than it is, I don't think.
Yeah, well, he sold out.
A little, yeah.
He sold out. Being with Trump is a sellout move.
Yeah, if you really are a militia man that doesn't believe in the government.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't go for that guy.
I think that's the problem, is like these guys think nobody's ever going to run on the premise of give me less power.
Yep.
Does that make like, hey, you should vote for me. I'm not a politician. But if we vote for you, aren't you a politician? Fuck your book learning.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wow, well played.
Also, I never thought that there'd be, because I grew up really, I hate the government as well, but I never thought, like, I much would rather have a career politician than you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Let me vote for a career politician. I never thought that I would feel that way.
The idea of a loose cannon is better than one in practice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I do hope a weird part of me that is a surprisingly optimistic person. Sorry, I'm on your hate podcast. But a surprise, but a surprisingly optimistic part of me is like, I hope Trump might give rise to guys with good ideas being president that aren't politicians. I don't know even who exactly. Al Franken's not a great example because he is a politician, but maybe a President John Stewart, maybe a President Elon Musk, maybe a president that's not
Elon Musk, man.
Sure, but just ideas, just weird ideas.
Everybody's going to get their mainframe injected into their jugular if he's president.
Why are all of our leading politicians just businessmen? Every now and then you get like a smattering of doctors. Mm-hmm. But like, I love it.
Well, Obama's administration was the least business, like the least amount of people came from the business sector of any administration, I think, in
ever.
The history.
And that's weird. America. Like, why is it that we can all agree that people who are good businessmen are fit to lead, but not people who are good engineers?
Because that's the construct that's been pushed on us since we were little, because business is the only one that we have that mirrors the government at all.
Because money is the only thing people can think about.
That's the only measure that we have in America.
Yeah, and the only measure
of
success.
What about great teachers being politicians? Yeah. People who have really been like inspirational teachers.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that guy should be in charge. He's really
good.
But a
low murder rate, low suicide rate, kind of overall mental health well-being being something that's valued.
Yeah, as opposed to money. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't work well here.
But like, why is it? No, but I think businessmen should be in charge. Yeah. Like,
the guys that like to jump off buildings.
You know, the
that
people
the
who
that really
keep slavery around? Let's get them to run the country.
Yeah. That seems just fundamentally weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, as awful as it sounds, Trump, who is a businessman, but not a politician, whatever, he allows an outlier to actually win. It won't be weird now if somebody that just has good ideas but hasn't been a politician their whole life.
Right. I think that, you know what? Man, I've changed so much through Trump. I kind of want people who know about democracy and respect it now.
Fair enough. It could be the inverse of what I just said.
A politician at least knows the Constitution.
Maybe it'll even, maybe that's even it. Maybe people will start paying attention to what it is that makes a good politician.
Yeah. George Bush wasn't really, if you think about it in comedy context, George Bush wasn't a politician either. Because, you know, if you buy the, it takes 10 years to make a good comic, he was only a governor for about 6 years, and then he was president. So he was basically an open mic politician.
Pushed to the front because his dad owned the club.
Who was given Carson. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm really glad you have your feelings about George Bush, because for me, it's like, listen, I get it. Trump is you only know Obama. Like, for the younger people, they only know Obama, who, by the way, was a little bit of a mess himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you forget what, like, this whole narrative of, like, Trump is so bad, it makes me miss George Bush. It's like, no, you can't have, like, AIDS so bad that it makes you miss cancer. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. No.
Like, I don't miss Bush at all. And I think it's important to keep these monsters remembered the way they were.
Yep.
Like, people don't understand Reagan. He was before my time, but I've read about it and I know all about it.
But I'm not going to canonize him or allow for him to be canonized.
I just think that, I mean, but Trump is particularly egregious, and like, especially like, I mean, just, I don't want to get into it too much because I don't know when this episode is going to be released, but just real quick, him trashing the mayor of London after the terrorist attack was one of the most insane things I've ever seen in my life.
And even just the way he did it is so picking out the one word, taking it out of, or the one phrase and taking it out of context.
What mayor? This is the last thing I'll say. We can move on to your list. Shit?
What does that help?
But what mayor has ever had a say in national immigration policy?
Yeah,
you can't blame a city mayor for national immigration policy. And like you get all these rednecks sitting back, just being like, you know, like, yeah, that mayor's soft on immigration. It's like, how? How is that mayor soft on immigration or hard on immigration?
Yeah, well, he wasn't
he
out
should
there.
Be. Yeah. He should only be concerned about the city walls, not the actual wall going around the country.
Yeah. It's insane. And then also the gun nuts take on, because, I mean, I like guns. I have a gun in Florida that, well, it's my dad's gun, but I shoot it every time I go there. Right. I'm possessive of it.
Uh-huh.
But just the angle that's like, see, they were hitting people with cars and stabbing people. Where are the gun people now? Where are the gun abolitionists now? And it's like, that's not the point, you fucking retard.
Nope, not at all.
Just because somebody was killed with a knife doesn't mean this country isn't out of control with guns, you dummy. Yeah.
I like you, and I know it's overly
simple. I'm only two people away from a semi-automatic weapon. It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. I like to take the very simple tombstone approach to gun ownership
because
it feels like simplistically macho and inarguable, right? Mm-hmm. And it's I'm not saying you can't have a gun, not saying you can't carry a gun. You just can't carry a gun in town.
Yeah.
If you're going to be where people are, no guns. Like if you're in a place where you can, and I know that's super hard to police and I don't have the answer, but that's it. Like maybe we don't need the same gun laws everywhere in America. If you live somewhere where people aren't, I don't give a fuck if you've got any guns.
Yeah. But no, I'm fine with guns, but what I like, it's like instead of saying that making more guns makes more people safe, maybe address what makes somebody shoot somebody in the first place.
Yep.
And yeah. I don't understand why it's like, oh, you don't think this city's like crumbling public education system and the massive economic divide between the rich and the poor?
It should be something that you work towards, you know? You got to be educated. You got to fucking have a psychological screening. You earn a gun. Just like you get a license to drive a car. It isn't just that you know how to work a gun. You earn it.
Right.
You know?
That makes more sense. I understand what you mean there. I thought you meant earn it. Because
then if you want to kill somebody, you got to go through so much work.
Flyers?
Yeah. You got to go through so much work to be able to kill that person. You have to care that much about murdering someone.
Yeah. You're going to make it crystal clear that I am qualified to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have to be qualified to own a gun.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love guns. I really do. I shoot a lot of guns. I was in the military. I've shot a million different kinds of guns. But I am fine with not having access. Like, you lose certain things when people go out of control. It's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you can't stop shooting people, here's my gun. Fuck it, whatever.
I'm really mad that Napster disappeared. I get it. Oh, man, but it wasn't it awesome when we were fucking just downloading everything for free?
Right.
Yeah.
It was. I get it, though. That's I was kind of being a dick.
We were all stealing.
Yeah, all of it. DJ, do you want every piece of music you've ever heard of?
Sure.
Are you ever going to listen to every Soundgarden CD? Probably not. No,
probably not.
But I should own it. I should have it.
Because of Audio Galaxy and all that stuff and Napster, how old are you?
I'm 35, 36.
I'm 32, so we're same era for downloading stuff. We probably know more bands than any generation of people ever know. Like, younger people don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm in a fucking encyclopedia because I could just download all day.
However, something we don't have that I was just talking to a friend of mine, any band that wasn't making music while I was alive, I don't know their albums because I downloaded everything and then just listened to it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that make like, it's not as so like I don't
have
it either.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite David Bowie album at all. I don't even know which one I like the most, but I know most of the collection. Like I know a whole bunch of songs, not just the hits. I have weird favorites. But I don't, even bands I like now because of digital music, like I love the White Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to give me all their songs, I don't think I would be able to split every album up correctly.
See, I'm a record nerd, so
I get real
there.
Close on that, but it's a weird thing. I feel like I feel like people my age don't celebrate albums the way other maybe even a little bit younger than me do, because albums were becoming cool again right when I was around 26 or 27.
Right.
You'd have been 21 or 22. Like, and that would have been perfect for you. Like, fuck yeah, this is who I'm going to be from now on.
Yeah. I also like I put out records a lot. Yeah. And so I hate listening to albums on shuffle. I can't do it because I'm like, these people wrote these songs. They thought really hard about the order. They made a total piece of work.
Yep.
So I like to listen to things in order the way they imagined it, because I just like, that's a process that I've spent a lot of time.
I liked it just for OCD purposes, because then I was like, I know I didn't like track 2 and track 9. So it was just like, I knew I would listen and then I'd be like, nope, not this one.
Right.
And I would be like, you know what I mean?
And if people who are writing albums, songs are in context.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like taking a song out of context, you don't appreciate it.
But not everybody's album is like that. Some of those.
I said for the people who write albums.
Right. But there's people release an album and it's not always. There's no line through. There's no fucking. It's just a bunch of songs put together.
I think people try to every time, but a lot of people suck at
it.
I think everybody who's ever put an album together has tried to organize them.
Right.
I really do.
That's something I think about Kendrick.
I only know my own narcissism enough to be like yeah, like I think about how I'm going to fucking label jokes on the back of a whatever set list.
Oh, for sure.
You're like, I'll bet.
See, I don't think about that. I don't think about what they would be titled or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know what I do like is did you see David Cross's newest special,
Making America Great Again? I haven't watched it yet.
Well, the first joke is about 4 minutes long. And it is an exact premise that Dave Attell did in two lines.
Yeah.
David Cross
form.
David Cross called the album on the CD "A Joke I Stole from Dave Attell."
Oh, that's
because he found
so
out after
funny.
The fact.
Yeah.
And he, on every interview I heard him do to promote that, he goes, "By the way, Attell's joke is way cleaner, way better, way smoother, like just a better joke."
Yeah.
And he goes, "And I had no idea."
Yeah.
And I just think that's so funny that on the album it's called "The Joke I Stole
delightful.
From Attell."
That's funny.
That's so funny.
That's what I feel. That is what I feel is like missing in like comedy now, is like people being self-aware and like acknowledging the fact that people can have parallel thought and it's not always thievery, and you know what I mean, and being able to laugh at yourself. Like that, I think is going away to the point where it's nauseating.
People, I think, are really vulnerable right now just because of social media and people being able to watch everything you've ever made immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, there are fewer steps. I think they might be more difficult to make, but fewer steps between being an average Joe and a superstar now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
And people also just are surveilling themselves. Like, because even if you only have 29 followers, you're putting an Instagram story up every day.
Yeah.
So you're just like, I think people are more vulnerable for sure.
Yeah.
You got more followers than that, dude.
30. Thanks. Shout out to
picking up number 30.
Shout out to that Instagram bot that made it number 30 today. I think I can have sex with her.
Yeah. Probably.
I'm pretty sure I can.
She really likes you.
Her bio said I can have sex with her.
I like that she puts it out there just up front, you know, so everybody knows what she's
about. I also like how she changed her bio just for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice of her. She digs you, dude.
Yeah, this is actually kind of obsessive, man.
Yeah.
She might be like a loose cannon.
Might be a little crazy.
Be like, need to
put a ring on it.
Yeah, no.
See, Trump wants to drop a bomb. I want somebody to drop a bomb on me.
I love it. I like looking up like word origins or whatever.
Oh, etymology.
Yeah, I love it. And I just looked up, and I looked up. I was like, I wonder what a loose cannon is. Oh no, it's just a loose cannon. That's it's just that when
it's
you were on
explosive.
A boat, when you were on a boat, a loose cannon was fucking dangerous by its nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all. Yeah, that's all.
That's very literal.
Yeah. That was it was what I thought it was. I was looking for that.
You're like, was it the original cannon? Yeah. What kind of cannon are we talking here? Like a religious cannon?
Is it maybe even loose cannon? Like not like accurate according to canon, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's only like it's nope, not that at all. No, it comes from strapping cannons onto boats and shooting at other boats.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Other things I hate. I want to get to. Did I get to rap lyrics in general?
No, let's talk about it.
That's a fun one. Just because I hate when probably any song lyric, but it's more apparent with rap mm-hmm. songs. I hate it when any stand-up comedian tells a joke that was like, I was listening to that rap song and it says,
and that's the punchline.
Yeah, or even after the, or then like they have like a very simple take on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in the rap song, it said, I want to make her booty clap like yeah. like a choir.
Right. Or the example that we'd set off air was like, I want to eat her ass like groceries.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's like, what kind of grocery store are they going to?
Yeah. yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And you're just, like, okay.
I just hate it so bad.
It's lazy writing.
And I have heard, like, I have heard with almost any of my examples of things I don't like, there's always like a counterexample where it's true. Like there's a few examples that prove the rule, how yeah. far out it stretches or what have you. And, but that's one, like when I hear the setup, I'm like, I'm almost guaranteed to fucking hate this. Like, and even if I like it, it'll be begrudgingly like yeah. even a good, and I get it. Sometimes something hits you and it's funny and music is weird. And I'm fine when it's somebody talking about how it's weird when somebody's singing about something you don't relate to in any right. fashion.
Yeah.
It can be. I don't want to dump on people's whatever, but by and large, fuck all those jokes. I hate those more than my jokes about my kids. I hate those yeah. more than...
It's everywhere, too. I see it all the time.
I feel like that's more of a younger comic thing.
Probably a new comic.
Because you don't see a lot of that
or
on
an
TV.
Older comic who just doesn't write anymore.
Yep.
But it's, yeah, but it's,
and also
it's
like, still, I'm old. Back in my day, they were saying like, you know, a hip, a hop, and now they're saying, I want to eat your booty. I've seen a lot of old comics do that.
Just outrage. I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just because you don't have a point of view yet on the world in general. So you're just talking about things that you hear. Like it's on the basic level of observation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really do see a lot of old comics doing this.
Well, sure, because the world is different now, and it's like, hey,
they're lost at sea.
Yeah, they're lost. They're like, dude, like, as some of them, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are just like, now they're still comics talking about dudes sagging their pants. I'm like, bitch, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah,
kids today are sagging their pants. Those kids have kids today.
Yeah
I know.
Yeah. Those kids have teenagers today.
Yeah, there were teenagers conceived in saggy pants.
But yeah, there's like,
I might tweet that immediately after the show. Yeah. There are human beings walking the world today that were conceived by two people wearing saggy pants. Yeah.
Jinko babies.
Yeah. that's so funny.
But it's also, I think it's not just that, but those are usually people who are only superficially observing like the world around them. Like they haven't even noticed. If that's their only observation, they haven't noticed that comedy has changed over time. And like, so you don't observe things the same way. Now you have to dig in a little deeper. Like we all like, okay, people do this. So what? Now what? You have to have an opinion about it. You know what I mean? And it's not just, it's like, because that's what the whole back in my day comics get on my nerves. Because it's just like, remember this? Remember this? Remember this? And everybody, and there's no joke about it.
Yeah.
And then people in the audience are just like, yeah, I do remember it. Ha ha. I remember when you were young. Like it's all novelty. It's all nostalgia. And there's been an entire movement of, I mean, that's all these, like a lot of these comic books and a lot of these remakes and these TV shows are all just shit when you were kids. Like that's how they're marketed.
Stranger
the boomers.
Things.
Yeah. Because the boomers are going to die. So they're trying to market to us. So now they don't have anything to talk because they don't fucking, they haven't figured us out.
Right.
So they want us to be like, you liked this shit when you were young. Please still buy stuff. Like, I mean, that's the other thing that there was a thing recently that like, our generation doesn't go to a lot of chain restaurants anymore. So like Darden is taking like a huge hit, like Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, all that stuff. Those are taking a huge hit right now because
yeah, I never
our
generation,
yeah, I fuck, neither do I. Anytime I go anywhere, I want to go to a local place. I want to go to a place that's from here by these people. That's who I want to give my money to.
I only go to those places on Veterans Day because they give me free shit.
Yeah.
Or your birthday, for sure.
Every Veterans Day, yeah. though, is a real harvest.
Yeah. this is super fun. I've started announcing for pro wrestling up in Detroit, and the guy that runs the and the guy that runs the organization's a vet, and every Veterans Day he shows everything he eats.
Yeah.
And near the end, he's already like an angry, scowling black dude all the time. Like, he always looks, well, he's a fucking pro wrestler named the Dirty Black Assassin. He's not the most approachable dude. Right. But every, like, near the end of those sandwiches, you can tell he's just like, fuck this Primini Brothers sandwich. He's just so, I hate every part of this. It's so, yeah, no. Because he just gorges himself.
I know.
It's
shoving like a jalapeno popper in my face with my finger as hard as I can, trying to get it in there. Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's my
You're
duty.
Taking a horse pill.
That's the only thank you I get. I was kicked out, by the way, but it was honorable. This is the only thank you. I realize that my indignant, you might have gone the wrong way with it. And I was like, this is the only thank you I get.
Yeah.
If you didn't know I was kicked out. It was an honorable discharge, so I like to say they asked me to leave.
Yeah. Super interesting. I want to ask, is it appropriate to ask? Do we talk about it?
I've already covered this. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you after.
I want to know.
I'm going to make shit up until then. The word.
What word?
Not malignant. That's a.
Malingering?
Malingering. You're
a malingerer. One of the things we had to look it up.
Yeah. This is about. I know what it is from an ex girlfriend that worked in psychology.
This is about 12 years after they charged me with that or whatever that I finally found out what it was. And it was, I totally was that.
Yeah.
I was a malingerer. But that's not why I got kicked out, but that was one of the many things.
Yeah. But you were like, what even is that? Oh, no. That's yeah, astute. That's true.
You're dead on.
Yeah. Well, they weren't wrong.
They gave me observation. Oppositional defiance disorder was another diagnosis, but they were wrong about that too.
Fuckers don't know anything.
I don't even think that's a real thing.
That's a hard one because it's one of those, like, how do you say you don't have that? Like, that's a catch 22 motherfucker,
yeah,
right there.
I know.
If there ever was,
that's a psychological painting you into a corner. You're fucked either way.
Yeah.
You are now forever because I just said so.
Yeah. It's right up there with racist.
Almost. I should have put that on my. This is a real.
You hate
we got time. Let's
we
get
don't,
into
don't
it.
No, this like
is
a real. Either.
I hate calling folks racist thinking that wins an argument.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
this is the scarlet letter argument.
It's also one of those, it implies that by saying it, you're not. Like, I hear all these people with zero black friends or any friends of color being like, that's racist. And I'm like, you have no friends that don't look exactly fucking like you.
Yeah.
Like, you're my friend too. And I get it. And maybe that's not a perfect marker. But throwing shit around like that doesn't help your argument ever.
No one's ever.
Yeah.
I think in a weird way, and it's not complete because one of them is a bad trait, but I think we need to start looking at it kind of like the Kinsey scale, where like there is no gay or straight. There is no racist, not racist. It's just a where are you at on it and where can you deal with being on it? Like we should all work. It's different because the Kinsey scale, you don't care. And this is, I want people to not be racist. I don't want people to not be gay. So it's not perfect.
Right.
But I think dealing with it like that is more beneficial. Like at what point are you?
Well, because I think that definitely helps or not helps, but there's truth in it just because I went to a predominantly like Puerto Rican and black high school, middle school. So I learned about white chicks because they were referred to as those white bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like I don't have a really good like foundation with them anyways. I mean, it's also they also don't help themselves
because they were awful, dirty white bitches.
For sure. But I'm always going to have like a little bit. Of like racism towards white women,
right?
Specifically,
I also think that what you're talking about though, with the just throwing that out there, that diversion tactic away from yourself, is something that I really get frustrated with the cannibalizing left right now, where it's all call out culture, and people really think that the only way that I think some people's greatest fears right now is being labeled either a rapist or racist and people think it's going to come to them for unwarranted.
Yeah.
And so they just jump on board with all these other people it's not an argument. It's a diversion tactic.
What's fucked up is that's a genuine fear. Like people are doing that. People are throwing racist and rapist at some people who are not racist or rapists.
Right.
If you don't scream loudly enough at the guy facing a rape charge, does that count as you not caring about sexual assault?
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucking scared to talk about rape. in like any fat. Like, it's one of those, I'm like, I don't know, man. That sounds awful. Like,
sure.
Like, but like, what does my point matter a whole lot? I don't think that. This is going to sound really silly. You might understand it as well, since you're looking for a fight all the time, according to your files. But like, as somebody called on, if there was a fight at a party, I was asked to remove the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I always look hostile. I get in trouble. If we were at a bar and a fight broke out, I might get pushed out the door with you guys because I look,
right?
Because I'm tall and beardy and kind of awkward. Right. Right. And I'm not particularly scared
of brow. For yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And I'm not particularly scared of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But like, I'm not a macho dude at all. I like, but like,
right.
But I don't freak out all the time. And so when that happens,
right.
People who know what things look like are like, oh, that's a potential threat. I'm really not. I'm almost never.
Yeah.
But because I'm asked so frequently to fucking right wrongs, right. I've been wrong a few times. Like,
yeah.
I can remember working waiting tables. And hearing about this asshole that was a super fucking dick to the chick or what, whatever. And I'm like, you're kind of a crazy person. Like, it's one of those. I was like, I don't think he did anything wrong.
Right.
I just wanted to fight him because he made a girl cry. And I was such a caveman. It's almost like a weird misogyny inverse or mirror image of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get called into a lot and I'm like, listen, I'm not going to get fired up about most shit.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
people are like, oh, you need to call out your friends. No, I don't. That's not my job. I'm not going to call. Like, I would stand up to a guy screaming on a bus stop that he doesn't like black people, but I'm not going to correct your grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm not. Like, I'm not. That's not my place. I always also, look hostile and pushy.
But this stuff also.
I think you should still have conversations with your friends.
Yep.
And you know what I mean?
Because
that's the thing that fucks me up is like, calling people out isn't fixing anything.
Right.
It's just creating a bunch of people getting emotional and channeling that emotion onto a thing that doesn't matter. Nobody's getting their hearts and minds changed from a fucking Facebook thread. Yeah.
And I do think, and this sounds so, I do think the left, and people are like, well, no, I do think you win by being nice. And that's so much fucking harder.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Like, being nice sucks, but the fucking Mormons are still around. We tried to kill the fuck out of those lunatics.
I didn't realize how much. Yeah, I watched the West documentary. Ken Burns says it killed millions of Mormons.
Yeah, we declared open war on them. And like, they clearly weren't sissies or pushovers. They killed a lot of us too. Yeah. And they fucked, like, they're not good guys.
They're just,
but they were nice. Like, it sounds so weird, but it's hard to argue.
There's a difference between a good guy and a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I also think that a lot of this call out stuff makes it harder for certain people to speak up because the amount of attention things are getting. Like, I know a lot of people who have been through some horrific shit who don't want to speak up because they don't want, because there's a gang of people ready to take on their cause and blow it up and make it a big thing. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be a trauma celebrity. And so, was there a cat behind me?
No. I laughed at just the people looking for a cause.
Yeah, people looking for a cause. There's an angry mob with nothing to be behind.
Yeah.
And so they jump onto all these things, and it's like, well, I don't want to be a fucking trauma celebrity, so I'm not going to speak up, even though I went through something horrible.
Yep.
And it's
not even just, it's just that, but then what happens is that mob changes the narrative of whatever that person is.
To fit their thing.
It's just like, you talk about like, it's like compromising what's actually happening to fuel this entity that is that mob. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even if you went through trauma and you came out of it and you don't want to feel like a victim your whole life. You want to be a strong person. Like, that's not going to work for them. So they're just going to take the trauma part and then make this person seem really, really weak. Just for their own gain, for their own publicity, for their own fucking whatever the fuck, you know?
Yep. I don't know. I see it's shitty. I see it going on more and more. And I remember when I was younger, like, I used to book punk shows, like DIY punk shows. And I remember getting emails about this dude who had a abusive relationship with his girlfriend. Don't book his show. Don't book his show. Turns out that the girl who he dated was in a rough relationship with him but told somebody in confidence and did not want it out because she didn't want her business out. She was just trying to heal. And next thing you know, this group gets behind it, and then there's the whole country, her whole national social scene is talking about her relationship, and it was hell for her. It was a big nightmare.
That's brutal.
And she never asked for anybody to not get booked. And I see that kind of stuff happening all the time.
And I think that's a stem from the difference between, like, oh, victims don't have a voice. They don't have, they can't. It's, and it's in that, that in itself is you're shitting on a victim. You're not letting them heal or become strong. You're saying you're a victim. You don't know how to do this. I'll do this for you. And it's still that whole mentality of I'm going to save you, when it's like you overcome trauma. Like, that's, as a person who's been through fucking trauma, you overcome it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody fucking saves you. You save yourself. That is the only thing that genuinely happens, is you decide.
Right. And it's still people speaking on behalf of other people, mm-hmm. which is not the way to go in any way. You got to listen.
But nobody wants to do that.
No.
Nobody wants to actually listen.
That's way harder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your story doesn't fit my preconceived notions, so could you just stop?
Listening to you is really hard, because I realize I can't really do much to help and you have to do it. How about I go punch a guy and fix it?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you better be exactly like I need you to be, because mm-hmm. I fixed it.
Ugh. It's like all these campaigns. It's like they're not, like, for instance, like stopping bullying. They're not talking about what causes bullying, which is we need to talk about raising our children better.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's where all of that shit fucking comes from. So it's like, but nobody ever wants to do that. You blame it on music. You blame it on bullying. You blame it on fucking everything else, except, hey, don't half-ass raising your children is really what it comes down to. Or don't have a society set up that makes it impossible for you to raise your children well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the real answers to all the problems are almost impossible.
Fixing all the problems is.
Or when, no, fixing one problem fixing is almost impossible.
Yeah.
Because it's a big monkey problem. All
of them. Yeah, to fix one problem, you would have to let everything else fall apart. Wouldn't it, maybe that would be a weird thing if we just took a one problem at a time approach. Like,
the whole
no,
country,
listen, you can all fucking starve to death until the roads are made.
Yeah.
Then when the roads are made, those of you that are still alive.
But then you find that one. It's like when you're untangling a string. You find the one, and then all of a sudden it just falls into place. Yeah. Who knows?
That might
who
be it. That one? We start on that one. We finally get all, like, fucking all the houses to make sense in downtown with the numbering. There's no more bump from 3344 to 3346. Fuck that. Where's 45?
Yeah.
You get everything organized right. Everybody just goes home and quits hitting their kid. It'd be great.
Yeah, there's no racism, no assault. Yeah. No, it's
like, it was really weird. All we had to do.
And nobody will be funny ever again.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about this utopian bullshit you guys are trying to spew right now. I'm just talking about, like, it all starts there. It all starts at home. You know what I mean? And until there's, like, because nobody, there's no guide on how to parent or anything like that. And it's like, is if you could provide people with information on how to raise children more so, like,
I stand by, and I don't know if I'm accurate, like, it's just a theory, but I think one of the things that has hurt America, has hurt the world the most as we've progressed into more capable creatures, we spend less time with our young, period.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think
now it's like nauseating.
And I think time with your kid, even just mediocre time, is really good time. I think of some specific anecdotal stories from, but I know some moms who are waitresses in bars,
mm-hmm.
and their kids are there all the time, and they get cussed in front of all the time, and mom smokes and drinks, and isn't what I always had, like, my preconceived notion of a good mom. All of their kids graduated high school, mm-hmm. and kind of like their mom, and are not monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not the most successful humans on the planet. Some varying degrees. Some of them might make it.
And
they're what?
Dude, that's all you have to do is make them not monsters.
But, like, they're pretty decent humans. Like,
in this day and age, that's a massive accomplishment.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you got 3 for 3, 4 for 4, not dickheads.
Yeah.
That's
some more can you ask for?
Yeah. And they're different. Like, they're not all whatever.
Chances are, if they're financially successful, it would be because they were dickheads.
Yeah. the dickheadier ones would probably do okay.
Yeah.
But like, and it was just one of those, I was like, oh, all she did was be there. Does that make, like, mm-hmm. she didn't have them enrolled in everything. Like, she wasn't a tiger mom or super invested. Kind of just, no, they're just fucking with me. Like, nope, that's part of the deal. I look at what they're doing most of the time.
Well, that also, like, and I think that's actually something that's kind of bred this, you have, if you have a single mom that's working all the time, you have these like latchkey kids that don't have anything. So then like they constantly think that they're supposed to be alone. They're not used to being part of an organization, being part of a company, being part of a group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of this, I don't know, like everybody, like where everybody thinks that they should be a graphic designer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where they're not part of an infrastructure.
I think that's also why if you make one mistake, you can be berated out of existence in current culture, is because nobody has social skills or an idea of how to talk to people face to face.
Yeah, because it was all like, I mean, if you think about it, like kids that were, I got the internet when I was like 11 or 12 or 13, I think around there, right? Mm-hmm. And so kids that were being born then, now like they, so it's always been a part of things.
They've been able to talk to the whole world from their closet.
They've been able to be safe, hidden from the actual world, and being able to say and do whatever the fuck they want to.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of like, it's almost like like a digital freedom is making it unrealistic for them to function well with actual humans.
Does George Bush have a Twitter?
I don't think so. I feel like I would have known about it somehow.
Yeah.
Something would have come up.
He seems like more of an Instagram guy.
Well, he can show those paintings.
Yeah, I ain't much for words.
Yeah.
But I do like pictures.
Yeah.
180 characters. Well, that's what my White House was filled up with. A bunch of 180 kooky characters. That scooter, that skitch, that top, that's jump.
It's just a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah. Yeah, I recently saw a list of all of his nicknames.
Yeah, they were glorious. He did have that.
Yeah.
There's a weird part of me that kind of hates to admit, like I almost refuse to. Now that he is gone, there is a weird part of me that can chuckle at it, even though like I still hate him the
most.
Sure,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but like there is a weird part. I'm like, that...
Again, it's overcoming trauma.
I can understand.
I mean, the
how
upside down
friends.
Children's book during 9/11 is hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
The book about goats.
He was reading a children's book when 9/11 happened, and the book was upside down. And so you see a video of him reading this upside down book to kids, and then some Secret Service agent whispering in his ear, you know, hey, 9/11 happened, or we did it.
We just,
whatever.
Hey, mission accomplished. Yeah.
And then he just stares for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. And then goes back to reading this book to kids.
Upside down.
Yeah. Wow. I forgot that the book was upside down.
Yeah.
That shit's hilarious. There's going to be a lot of funny shit that I remember about Donald Trump if we survive.
Yeah, if we make it.
DJ, tell people how to find you.
DJ Dangler is handsome, is my name on Twitter. Pretty happy with it. DJ is handsome is my website. I'm around. My name sounds like a wiener. I'm pretty easy to find.
Yeah. Dangle it up.
Hey, also, by the way, email us at nosiridontlikeitpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us at nosirpod at Instagram and on Twitter. And please just
like us, review us.
If anybody wants to send in things they didn't like about me, would you please let me know?
Absolutely.
Because I keep a list of faults in my wallet.
What? Jesus Christ.
I just keep it with me all the time to not get a big head. No. Here's things that are wrong with me.
You just take it out and read it. Normally people need the opposite.
Yeah, no.
That was like a big thing.
Yeah.
In like corporate America, is like you would have like a good team building exercise. Yeah. Everybody would write a compliment about you. Yeah. You would fold it all up and put it in like your wallet or something. And anytime you felt like a bummer, you would pull it out and everybody would be like, oh, yeah, I'm not a piece of shit.
Yeah, I just have a note to myself that says, don't forget about your tits, fatty. And I'm like, oh.
He's just constantly bullying himself. That's awesome.
So if anybody has that. Yeah, this was super fun talking about things we don't like and things we do like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, thanks for being on, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, listen, naysayers, we love you.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. What is the fucking matter? sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't.